My guest at this time is David Walker, former Comptroller General of the United States, and he's now president of the Comeback America Initiative. Anyone who's followed Mr. Walker's career, especially over the past several years, knows he's been one of the leading voices cautioning America about our growing debt problem, a problem that is now something that most of the American public is aware of and has become a major issue as Congress deals with the current budget issues as well as next year's budget and a looming decision on whether or not to raise the debt ceiling. And Mr. Walker, it's always great to have you with us.
Great to be back with you.
We want to get your thoughts on a number of things, the Ryan plan, what you would hope to hear from the president tomorrow, as well as the situation with the debt ceiling. Let's start with what we know for sure, and that's the Ryan plan that came out last week. A lot of people still sifting through the details. Conservatives seem to like it a lot. People in the middle on the left, maybe not as much, but at least they're giving him credit for having a plan. What was your sense of his details and his approach as you know it to this point?
Well, first, he deserves a lot of credit for the political courage that it took to put out something to deal with escalating deficits and debt. He had a number of dramatic and fundamental reforms in there. But he proposes to solve the problem 100% with spending cuts. And I think that's going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do. I think, to a great extent, he's laying out the marker of the conservatives about what the preferred direction would be. But I think given what he's done, it's unlikely that we're going to get a joint budget resolution for 2012, and President of Congress are just going to have to agree on appropriations levels. And I think a lot of what he has in his budget is going to end up being ammunition for the coming 2012 presidential and congressional campaigns.
Let's take a closer look at a couple of the points he raised. First of all, as you mentioned, he really does go after spending cuts as the means of solving our financial problem, mainly after Medicare and Medicaid, block grants on Medicaid to the states, Medicare, there'd be a little more private competition involved there. Some on the left are concerned that will raise health care costs for seniors. Specifically on those two entitlement programs, do you like what you see or does it need to be tweaked?
Well, I think that, you know, a block grant approach to Medicaid is something that ought to be seriously considered. I think there needs to be, you know, a minimum standard that people need to be able to meet. States ought to have the ability to do more than that if they so desire. So you need to make sure that there are certain minimum standards that are met. You know, frankly, in Medicaid, in many cases, we're providing, you know, subsidies to people that are way above the poverty level. We also need to consider the difference between children who represent our future and maybe do somewhat more for them. In the case of Medicare, you know, we need to consider more competition and also potential premium support approaches. But frankly, we need to rationalize our promise in health care. I mean, we've way overpromised in health care. We need to focus much more on preventative wellness and catastrophic than where we are right now.
The other issue you mentioned is revenue, and it sounds like the president's going to include some tax hikes for the wealthier Americans, something he's been advocating ever since he joined the presidential campaign. Is that something that's going to make a huge difference? Is that something that you think is smart to get behind?
Well, first, the problem is overwhelmingly a spending problem, in my view. It's 3-1 a spending problem. You know, in order for us to put ourselves on a more prudent and sustainable path, it's going to be about 3 part spending and 1 part revenue. You can get some additional revenues over historical levels through dramatically transforming the tax code to make it a more pro-growth tax code. At the same point in time, my view is we're clearly going to need more than 18.3% of the economy in revenues, given known demographic trends, rising health care costs, and a variety of other challenges that we face moving ahead.
We're talking with David Walker. He's the head of the Comeback America Initiative, former Comptroller General of the United States. And, sir, one of the things I definitely want to get your clarification on here is where we stand with Social Security. The Ryan plan doesn't get into very much at all on this. Harry Reid says we're fine for another 25 to 30 years. The president has said he initially didn't think it needed to be tweaked. Apparently he's going to have something to say about it tomorrow. A lot of people say that Social Security is kind of looking at paper money. It's mostly a trust fund that's filled with IOUs. How urgently do we need to address Social Security?
Well, first, Social Security is an example of how the government uses words that don't mean the same thing as Webster's Dictionary. They have something called trust funds, which in the private sector are separate and distinct legal entities with fiduciary responsibility and liability that you have to invest prudently. You can't do self-dealing. In the government, it means the funds that they have, you can't trust them. They're not funded. The only thing that's there are closely held government debt that the government doesn't consider to be a liability, that you can't sell to anybody else. And the only way that you can end up redeeming it for cash is get somebody else to lend you the money in exchange and swap out the debt. Social Security is now paying out more than it's taking in. It is adding to the federal deficit. It doesn't face an immediate crisis. It's not our biggest problem, but it is underfunded by $8 trillion, and that grows with the passage of time. So we really ought to look seriously at trying to be able to reform it sooner rather than later to secure it for the future and to show people that we can actually reform an entitlement program.
I remember talking with you earlier this year, I believe right after the State of the Union address, and you were disappointed at the president's lack of specifics and his apparent commitment at that point to cutting spending. What are you hoping to hear tomorrow, and how specific do you think he needs to be?
Well, I think the president is going to recognize the reality that, you know, given the discussions and negotiations that took place over the continuing resolution, we've got a much bigger one coming up, and that's the debt ceiling limit. And he needs to get ahead of that. He needs to talk about the need to raise the debt ceiling limit. We really don't have an option. But also to lay out some ideas about some of the things that he thinks that we need to do in order to be able to deal with our structural deficits and escalating debt. I expect he'll also talk with more specifics than he has in the past about what he thinks about his Fiscal Responsibility and Reform Commission's recommendations, and may lay out a framework for how he thinks we ought to move forward.
Do you get the sense there's going to be a lot of common ground with the Ryan plan, or as you mentioned, that was kind of the benchmark for conservatives? Do you expect the Obama plan to be kind of the parallel, and then somewhere in the middle is where everybody's expecting to meet at some point?
Well, the president's been very clear that there's no way that we're going to be able to solve our long-range structural deficits solely by cutting spending. At the same point in time, he's acknowledged that we do have to reduce spending. And so, you know, the answer is the ultimate resolution is going to be somewhat in between what the president put on the table for his 2012 budget and what the Ryan plan is. But there's a lot of room between those two plans, and that's what the debate's going to be about.
You mentioned the debt ceiling. The president and his administration just in the past couple of days has asked for a clean bill to have that raised. Congressional Republicans are having none of that. They say, we agree that this needs to happen, but if it is going to happen, this is the time to put in some severe mandatory spending cuts and policies, maybe even moving a little bit towards a balanced budget requirement. Do you like that process of attaching that to making sure that this isn't just another step towards oblivion in terms of raising the debt ceiling?
Well, let's be clear. We must raise the debt ceiling limit. No ifs, ands, or buts. Unlike the situation with the continuing resolution, if that had not been dealt with, essential operations of government would have continued. In the case of the debt ceiling limit, that's not the case. We must not play chicken with the debt ceiling limit. That being said, it's critically important, in my view, that there be some conditions associated with a debt ceiling limit that will force the Congress and the President to have to ultimately make tough choices on the 88% of spending that was not on the table in the recent discussions and the need for comprehensive tax reform. And we can do that by bringing back tough budget controls effective in 2013, including specific debt as a percentage of the economy targets, where if the targets are not hit, things will happen. Automatic spending cuts, automatic actions with regard to the revenue side that will take place if Congress and the President fail to act.
Last question before we let you go, sir. In addition to considering what Congressman Ryan has said and what we expect basically the President to say tomorrow, can you see any areas where there needs immediate attention that nobody's talking about?
Well, we definitely need to do something on the debt ceiling limit with regard to budget controls, in my view. I don't think it's realistic to expect that a constitutional balanced budget amendment is going to be able to pass in conjunction with the debt ceiling limit. I do think we need to get on with Social Security reform and tax reform that will help business be more competitive. They can help grow the pie and help generate jobs. And those are the two things that I think should be the higher priority, to move on those as soon as prudently possible.
Sir, always a pleasure to get your analysis. Thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Take care.
You too, sir. David Walker is the former Comptroller General of the United States. He's now president of the Comeback America Initiative.